Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Pei. Baba Kama Daf Pei. And we will start with Ayin Tesema Beis. Just a scheduling note, over the next week and a half or so, it's going to be mostly put up from the last cycle. I'm going to be packing up and traveling. So the next 2 days, Pei will be up now. Bez Hashem, Pei Aleph and Pei Beis will be from the last cycle. Pei Gimel, I will give, because that was not given. And then the next couple of days after that, will be put up until we settle down again, Bez Hashem and Beit Shemesh, into a regular schedule the following week. Okay, so let us first today, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, as we again have the last couple of dafim here in the jam-packed perek of Meruba. Said the Mishnah yesterday, we read it yesterday, that one is not allowed. There is a Gzeira Drabanan of raising behemos dakos in Eretz Yisrael. One is not allowed to have a behemos daka. Keves, A's, why is that? So Rashi says on the Mishnah, in Megadla behemos daka, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Shemavir Es Hasados, V'chosados Eretz Yisrael, Stam on the Yisrael. You're destroying the fields, right? Sheep and goats all graze in other people's lands, and therefore it'll be an Isser of going into other Jews' fields. And that's why Chazal said you're not allowed to even own them, because it must be so hard to guard against their grazing in other lands, right? We're not all on the level of Avram Avinu that will be able to muzzle them all the time. And therefore, say, Chazal already asserted Issur Drabanan to be Megadol Behemos Dakos in Eretz Yisrael. There is an interesting question. There is a Tosefta. The Tosefta asks, if nobody is allowed to have behemos, dakos, in Eretz Yisrael, so says the Tosefta is in Peraches, Tosefta Dalit, Uma ani mekayem lo tira esharachicha o esseyo nidachim. Right, Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk says that if you see your, by Hashem HaSaved, if you see the ox of your brother or the sheep of your brother lost, you have to return it. But what do you mean? If there's a gzeira, there's an isser of having sheep in your possession to raise them in Eretz Yisrael, so then this Pasuk is never going to be able to come true. You're never going to see Seyo Nidachim. Answers the Tosefta, B'midbaro Shev Yehuda. In the Midbar. In the Midbar, one is allowed, as we are going to see in the next line of the Mishnah, where it says you're allowed to graze them in the Midbaros. That's the Tosefta. The Tosefta is bothered by the Kasha of how do you understand Oseyoni Dachim, and the answer is Midbaros Shev Yehuda. Ask the Mefarshim on the Tosefta, what do you mean? This Isser is an Isser Darabanan. The Pasuk is a Pasuk in Chumash, about an Isser Daraisa. If you happen to see, say, yo, the sheep of your friend, Nidachim, and the Tosefta is asking, Midrabanan, you know, because of the Xera, how do you fulfill the Pasuk? It's difficult. So the Mefarshim, some of the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Tosefta say, the Kinneres, Farasat Tosefta hi, Mishima Torah loik pida alkach. Must be that the Tosefta's understanding that of course it's not a Daraisa Darabanan, because then there wouldn't be a Kasha. Midaraisa you can have the sheep, Midarabanan you can't. There must be that the Tosefta is asking that if it's Mutter from the Torah, the Rabbanan wouldn't have answered it. And the answer is, yeah, it must be talking about the Midbar Shev Yehuda. But the Chazon Yecheskel Abramsky, in his commentary here, says no, maybe it's based on the Taz. The Taz that we have mentioned, the Taz in Yaradeya, the Taz in Arachai, and Menuchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz is Yisod is that the Rabbanan do not have the power to asser something that is Beferish Mutter Min HaTorah. They don't have that power. So it says in the Torah that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanan can asser blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shachal B'Shabbos. The Rabbanan wouldn't be able to asser, though, blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Taz is Kasha. If there is an Isser of playing musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif, so why didn't the Rabbanan Aser blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out during the week? Because, after all, it's a musical instrument. Answers the Taz, they can't do that. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan can't say, you will never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Torah says, his other example is, U'bayom ha-shmini yimo b'sar al-oso. And that pasuk is totally extra, and we say it means, U'bayom ha-shmini afilu b'Shabbos. That's why the Rabbanan couldn't aser doing bris milah on Shabbos. Maybe you'll come to carry the knife. Just like they asered, maybe you'll come carry the shofar. Maybe you come carry the lulav. Why? Because the Torah says you do bris milah on Shabbos. And therefore, the Rabbanan couldn't come along and say, you will never do bris milah on Shabbos. So maybe, suggests the Chazon Yecheskel, that's what the Tosefta is saying. If the Rabbanan said that you can never have a sheep in Eretz Yisrael, so then you'll never find a sheep. And the Rabbanan totally wiped out a pasuk in Chumash. So therefore, and the answer is Midbaros of Yehuda. No, it still applies to the Midbaros. But again, that Tosefta is understandable, says the Chazon Yecheskel, based on that Taz in Yeridea Kuf Yud Zayin and in Arachayim in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. But either way, the idea behind the Mishnah of Eima Gadzlin, Behema Daka, is Pashas because of Gazel, because you're going to be stealing from the fields of one's fellow Jews. There is another Pshat, the Kafter of Aferach, one of the Rishonim, mentions maybe it's just a din in Kedushas Haaretz, not a din in stealing, and a din in destroying. These animals graze so much and they eat all of the vegetation, and we want more vegetation and grass in Eretz Yisrael because of the Kedushas Haaretz. And therefore, they says the Kafter Vaferach, maybe that's why it's usher, not just based on Gezel. And again, you'd have to say there that we're not worried as much about the vegetation in the Midbar. Okay, but that is rule number one in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to raise behemadakas, but you're allowed to raise them in Surya or in the Midbaros of Eretz Yisrael. And as we mentioned, Surya, this is according to the opinion, says Rashi, that Surya does not have the status of Eretz Yisrael. It was a kibush rabim of David HaMelech, but lo shmei kibush on a halachic level. Good. Number one. Number two, we can't raise chickens, tarnagolim in Yerushalayim, b'nei HaKadshim, because of Kadshim. Why? Because we eat the karbanos there, and it's the derech, Rashi again explains, the derech of the tarnagolim to be menaker ba'ashva, to peck around, and maybe they will have something tamei in their mouths, and then they'll end up touching the Kadshim, and it'll lead to tumas Kadshim, and that's why in Yerushalayim they're not allowed, because that's where there's plenty of Kadshim in Yerushalayim, as Rashi quotes all the Besar Shlamim, Toda, Meiser Behema, and Kohanim all over, because they always have Taurus. Number two. Number three, pigs. What is allowed to raise pigs b'chol makom? Anywhere. Next halacha, fourth halacha, when it's allowed to have a dog unless it is properly tied up with a chain. We had back in the first paragraph, if you remember, when it's not allowed to have a dangerous dog in their house at all. Right, that's what we had back on Daf Tesvav Amid Beis in the name of Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says, we had it more recently also, at the end of the fourth parak, same Rabbi Nasa was quoted, Daf Mem Vav. Minayin shel yigadol adam kelav rabatoch beiso. You're not allowed to have a dangerous dog in your house bichlal, Rabbi Nasan says. Lo sasen damim beveisecha. So this mission doesn't dafka say kelav ra, but it means a kelav, one has to make sure that their dog is properly guarded. Elkei hayakasher b'shal sheles, and one is not allowed to put out the nets unless for the birds, unless it's far away from other people's property. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara now, Ayin Tesma Beis. In Megadlin, Mehe Medaka, Meretz Yisrael, one is not allowed to raise the Mehe Medakas, as we said, and as Rashi explained. Aval, Megadlin, Becharshin, Shev Eretz Yisrael, but one is allowed to raise them, Becharshin, in the Charshin. Charshin are the forests. Forests, like the Mishnah says, the deserts, in Eretz Yisrael. Besuria, Afilu, Beyishuv, and in Syria, even Beyishuv. Right, even we're in the populated areas, as the Mishnah said. Vein tzarach lomar b'chutz la'aretz, and surely chutz la'aretz, one is allowed to. Tanya idach, also the Brisa says, in Megalah b'hem adaka b'eret Yisrael, ava Megalah b'midbar sheba Yehuda, u b'midbar sheba Sfarako. In the deserts, one is allowed to have them. V'yavo b'sha'amri in Megalah b'hem adaka, and even though b'hem adakas are excluded, but what do you mean, what about other animals? Ava Megalah b'hem agasa, but you're allowed to be Megadel, large gasa animals. Why? What's the difference? Rather, fishing goes in Gzera, Latzibur, LMK, Rabat Tzibur, Yechol Lamod Bo. Chazal, or never Gozer Gzera unless the Tzibur can be omate in it. If the Tzibur wouldn't be able to handle this Gzera, then the Rabbanan wouldn't and couldn't make such a gzeira. The Rabbanan could only make gzeiras that the tzibur can handle. If the tzibur can't handle it, so then they wouldn't be able to. So here too, the people need it to plow, people need it for basic livelihood, to carry things, and therefore the Rabbanan did not make such a gzeira, only by behema dakas. Behema daka, efshel lahavi mechutz la'aretz, you can bring from chutz la'aretz, behema gasa, efshel lahavi mechutz la'aretz. You can't bring that from chutz la'aretz, behema gasas. Right, another example of this, as we know, Tosis points out in Maseches Avodah Zarah, a case of gzeira she'ein hatzibur yechol la'amod bo. We know the Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah, all of the laws of food belonging, or not belonging, connected to akum somehow. Pas akum and chalav akum and bishal akum and all the different halachas, and all the halachas are halacha lemaisa. All halachas, Chalav Yisrael is halacha l'maisa. And if somebody does not drink Chalav Yisrael, meaning someone is not makpid for Chalav Yisrael mamish, it's because they have a different understanding of what Chalav Yisrael is, b'zman hazeh, based on Rav Moshe Feinstein. Or Bishal Akum, or Yayin, all those halachas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. All those halachas are very l'maisa, except for Pas Akum. Pas Akum, Tosfos already points out, is a chumrah. It is not a halacha. Again, one has to know all of the ingredients are kosher, for sure, 100%. But if a non-Jew bakes something, even if I know all of the ingredients are kosher, so if you look in the Mishnah answers that. That's Pas Akum. But Tosfos already points out that it was a gzeira she'ein atzibi chol lamod bo. Right? It was impossible. Jews used to travel, and you couldn't take the bread, and bread was a basic staple, and they couldn't bring it with them. So they had to buy bread from the bakeries, wherever they went, as long as they knew, again, all the ingredients were kosher. So that is why that was a gzeira she'ein atzibi chol lamod bo, and that's why bizman hazeh, it is a chumrah. It is not a din like all the other dinim, like Chalav, like Bishol, which are all halachos, but Pas is a chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch says during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there are those that aren't makbid about it the whole year, but are makbid about it during that time. What do you mean? It's a halacha. The answer is no, it's not a halacha. It's a chumrah, as quoted la halacha, but it's a chumrah, and therefore, that's the difference. But that's another example of gozer gzeira latzibur, she'ed atzibur yecholin, lamod bo. And that's why Lamaisa, there's a difference in our Gemara between Behema Gassus and Behema Dakos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Halacha Lamaisa, this discussion of Behema Dakos, and the Shulchan Aruch says it could be that Bizman Hazeh, things have changed. Right? Bizman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Tav Tes, in the end of Choshen Mishpat, Ein Ma Gadlin Behema Daka Be'eretz Yisrael. What is that allowed to? Bipnesha Daka Liros Besado Shalachirim, Behezika Matsui. It's very probable that it's going to go into other people's fields and damage. Av magalim b'Syria ubi b'dvarish b'Eretz Yisrael. V'ha idna adds on the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the tour. V'ha idna she'ein matzui she'yu yili Yisrael b'Eretz Yisrael sados nerat hashari. Well, bizman hazeh, when many Jews do not have fields in Eretz Yisrael, says the tour 600 years ago. So it's mutter because the whole gzera was made for the good of Klal Yisrael, and if it doesn't serve that purpose, so the Torah understands, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that this was not a Davar Shebe Minyan that was asserted even without the reason, but because when Bnei Yisrael are not there, they don't have the fields, so then it would be mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rabbi Chanan is bothered by this here in the Kovet Shiurim in Os Pei Zayin, right? Was this a gzera across the board? Was this not a gzera across the board? He just wonders about it without answering. Vitzarachian, he says, my nafka mina bazeh. Hadamrina, we're going to see soon that Bavel was treated like Eretz Yisrael because there were lands in Bavel that Jews had fields. So then why should Syria make a difference? He should go by where Jews live. If the point of it, if Bavel, as we'll see soon, is like Eretz Yisrael, it's go by where Jews live. Imkein enotali klaubik dusha v'lav kedusha. So he's just bothered whether this was a darish or a minion, and even though lo batalatam, lo batalatakana, so he said he's just bothered why Syria would not be included, why Bavel could be included, while Bizman Hazeh would not be included. A little difficult to pin down what exactly the law is. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The Afalpi, we're in the middle of the Brisa on the third to last line. The Afalpi Sha'amarin Bahagadlan Behemadaka, and even though he said, you know, let it raise Behemadaka's in Eretz Yisrael, Avo Mashehu Kodim L'Regel Shloshim Yom, but you're allowed to have them for 30 days before Yontif, because that's when you're going to need the animals to use as karbanos. So therefore, within 30 days before Yontif, then you're allowed to have them. The Kodim Mishtebeno Lamed Yom, or for 30 days before you marry off a child. Also, you need a lot of meat, and therefore you're allowed to have it. Ubilvaj lo yisha es ha achrona shloshim yom. As long as you don't have the achrona, what does that mean? Rashi, the Rishonim, explained that let's say I bought an animal 2 weeks before Yontif. So that doesn't give me the heter of having it for 30 days from the day of the sale that I bought it. No, it's till Yontif. even if I bought it closer to Yantif, it doesn't mean there's automatic 30-day allowance for any animal that comes before Yantif. That's not allowed. The Sakadai the Chamina, because I might have thought, the Nafik Le Regel, if Yantif passes, Umichizavna Ad Hashta Akati Lo Malo Le Tlasid Yomin, and from the day I bought it until now, 30 days have not passed, Lo Nema Tlasin Mishra Shari Le Lishahuye. Right? We don't say, yeah, you have 30 days to keep it as long as you want. Ella, keep it enough, lay regel, lo mi boy, lay lishuhuye. Once Yantif passes, that's it. You have to get rid of it. And the only allowance is for Yantif. But if it's after Yantif, you don't have that allowance. Good. Continuing. Vahatabach, lokeach vishochet, lokeach vishoheh. A tabach, somebody who, another type of heter, not a wedding and not a yantif, but let's say there's Yom HaShuk, there's a market day when a butcher sells all of his animals, so he's also allowed to collect beforehand to get ready for that day. Yeah, the Rabbanan weren't out here to make our parnasa impossible and make our life impossible. So where there was a need, an objective need, whether there was a yantif or a wedding or a market day, so then there was an allowance. Vatabach lokeach v'shochet, lokeach v'shoeh. He could buy and shech and delay and have them ubavad shalo yisheh ha'aguna shebahen lamid yom. As long as he doesn't have the latest one for 30 days, similar to what we said, shouldn't hold after the market day. He shouldn't have them for 30 days from the day of his sale. Good. Continuing this topic, says the Gemara according to Tosefta, Sha'alu Talmidav is Rabbi Gamliel. Ma'al Gadel. So is one allowed to be Megadel, the Behemadakas. Armer Lahen Mutter. Says you're allowed. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you're not. Elohachi Gabe Bo Mine. You're right. No, this is the question that they ask Rabbi Gamliel. Of course, you can't be Megadel. That's a Mishnah. Mahu Lishahus. Can they be Masheh? Meaning, we said before, you can be Masheh before Yantif or before a wedding, but this question is, can you be Masheh, as the Rashba explains here, in a way that doesn't violate the Isser? Amar lahen mutter, you're allowed to, ubelvad shalot teitzi v'tira be'eder, as long as it does not go out be'eder in the yard, in the place where they are grazing. Elakosha v'kari amita. We have to tie it to your bed, or Lavdafka, the Rashba says, to put it in your house. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel is saying that the Gzeira is only based on the reason if it's outside. But if one guards and one makes sure not to allow the animal to go into other people's property, then it'll be mutter. So again, this relates to that Rabbi Chana that we just mentioned. How much was this a gzeira across the board, and how much was this just a gzeira where the reason applies? If the reason does not apply, then one wouldn't be subject to the iser. Again, that's the Rashba's comment of how to read the Gemara. Here we go, Tana Rabbanan. So related to this, what did we just say? Rabbi Gamliel allows one to keep an animal inside. So we'll see. This is really subject to controversy. Tana Rabbanan. Next couple of lines are much discussed by the Achronim. Right, somebody, a chassid echad is goneach milibo. Right, so it's different pshatim. Who the chassid is, one of the Tanaim, is always referred to by chassid echad. But he was goneach milibo. What does that sound like? Goneach milibo. Sounds like he's having heart issues. Right, Rashi. Tso'ek mipnei ke'ev halev. He's screaming because of a pain in the heart. Lohaya yachol hashiv rucho. So if he sounds like, we read the Rashi, we read the Gemara, it sounds like he's having a heart attack. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. V'shalu l'rofim, and they spoke to the doctors, v'amru, eimo takana sheyonach chalav roseach. The only cure that he has, if he drinks milk, direct, straight milk, mishachmas l'shachmas. Drink milk straight from the goat. Drink goat's milk straight, right, roseach, here means fresh, and right, not boiling, but just fresh milk, straight from the goat. They brought him a goat. So he needs the goat. They tied it to the foot of his bed. So he's able to drink straight from the goat every single morning. So sounds like pikuach nefesh. Doche anything. Nothing to talk about. Very unusual. Liyamim. Next line. The next couple of days, Nichlazu Chaveir Lavakro, his friends came in to visit him, Kivin Sharoa, so Ha'ez Kshura Bakari Amita, once they saw the goat tied up to his bed, Chazur Lacharam, they're like, what is going on here? They start running out, they're like, hey, what's happening here? Ba'amru, list him Mizuyin Bebezo Shoseh. This house is full of robbers. Bar Nechrasim Etzlo. This house is full of robbers. How can we go visit him? Meaning, they obviously argued with Rabbi Gamliel. This Chassid Echad Halak Rabbi Gamliel, that if you put him inside Bakari Amita, no problem. These other Tanoim must have argued. And they said, no, it's Xera across the board. And Yashvu Ubadku, let's just finish the story and then we'll comment. They checked. The only sin that this man ever did, this Chassid Echad, was bringing the goat in and having the goat in Eretz Yisrael. Fiafu b'shas misasu amar, and even when he died, he said, Yodeya ani, shein bi avon elo avon oso ha'ez, shavad yal divei chaveirai. I know that the only thing I ever did wrong was that I had this goat, shavad yal divei chaveirai. Which is unusual, Rabbi Gamliel holds that way. But it must be that he was outvoted, and this chassid, though, held like that opinion. A couple of points to mention. First, a major point, and that is, pikuach nefesh. What are they talking about? This is Nisa Durabanan. Pikuach nefesh, so how do you answer? So pashtus, you might have to say, which is a difficult reading of the Gemara, but you have to say this according to the Maharsha. The Maharsha says this, Rabbi Elchanan says this, it must be that it wasn't pikuach nefesh. Goneach mi libo, if it was really pikuach nefesh, there's nothing to talk about. So it must be, says the Kovet Shiurim, and here, I'll read it from here, but the Maharsha says the same thing also, peches. He says, the phrase goneach must not be sakana, and it's vade from here. Right, if it was a pikuach nefesh, of course he could bring the goat in. So it must be that is the case, that there was no sakana here. But if you remember, we discussed 20 blot ago, back on Daf Samach, we said, let's remember this from Daf Pei. So now we're getting back for it. The Meiri says here, and it could be based on a Rashi. The Rashi there, remember the Gemara earlier, the end of Akone, spoke about the sugya of Asur Lahatzil Atzmo B'mamor Chavero. Could somebody steal to save their life? That was the question of David HaMelech to the Sanhedrin. So Tosfos there, and the Rashi says, that wasn't his question. Of course you're allowed to steal to save a life. The Shaila is, if you steal to save a life, do you have to pay back? Because do you say it's hutra dechuya pikuach nefesh, it's docha Shabbos? If I break the ethical question of Heinz's dilemma, breaking into the pharmacy to steal the medicine. So, Tosfos and the Rosh says, of course you steal. And then the question is, do you have to pay back or not? That's the Shaila. But Rashi there, Pashtus, the Binyan Sion, if you remember, picked up on that Rashi, sounds like maybe it's Usur, Lahat Asmawam Chavero. And that would mean that there's the big four, not just the big three. This is a day in Ksubis also, in the second parak in the Shita B'Kubat says. But if you look in the Meiri right here, the Meiri says, Afalpi Shibamaka Bikoach Nefesh Hutru Ha Isurin Lehisrap Hebahem. But even though Bikoach Nefesh is Docheb, all Isurim, Dover Sheneesar Bikoach Takana Umichshash Pseidas Acherim. Roi lahachmer baba yoser. So he doesn't say beferish that it's usher. He says you should be as machmer as you can. Roi lahachmer baba yoser. So what does that mean? Does that mean that it's usher? Gazel is one of the big four, not the big three? That's what it might sound like. That's what it might sound like. Again, the normative halacha and Rabbi Elchanan and the Marsha, most others assume not, but this is what is quoted here in some of the Rishonim. So you have number one, that pashtus that there is no sakana. Number two is that maybe there is. That's the Meiri, that's the Rashi in back on Daf Samach v'chulu. And then there's another idea. The last tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The last tshuva of the Avnei Nezer in his Svarim, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So he talks about the following shaila. Start with the beginning of the tshuva. His tshuva, the shaila is nidon hasheila. He talks about imuter lachol lishtos lerefua chalav tameh. Right, if somebody could eat or drink not kosher because their life is in danger. So generally, the whole tshuva is that yes. And then he says, if the chol is about to be machmir on himself, not to, can he? So what does he go through? He goes through the Ramban, Parshas Bechukosai. He says, can anybody ever be machmir? He says, well, you do have some source of an idea of not going to doctors in the Eben Ezra, in Mishpatim, and most famously in the Ramban and Parshas Bechukosai, where he talks about not going to doctors. His lashon there is, Behiyos Yisrael Shleimim V'gam Rabim Lo Yisnaig Inyanim B'teva Klal Lo B'gufam V'lo B'artzam V'lo B'chalam V'lo B'yachad Mehem. And he quotes, Velolish tamer bederek midake erifuas klau, kemosha amar ki ani Hashem rofecha. Vecheno ayo atzadikim osim bizman hanavua, gam ki yikram avon sheyechlu. If they're sick, lo yidushu barofim, rakwe neviim. Kasher haya inyan asa v'chizkiyo, chizkiyo gets yishayo, aval adoresh Hashem benavi lo yidrosh berofim. And the Ramban talks about this at length. U'machelik berofim bebeis osei ratzon Hashem, asher sheftiach v'erach azlachvacha v'esbimecha, v'atziyosim achla b'kirbecha, v'chulu. That is, again, a very well-known Ramban. And says the Avnei Neser, so maybe that Ramban, based on that's like this, that could be a basis, or if somebody wants to be machmir, not to listen or not to eat the not kosher, if that's the only thing that's going to save them. And then he brings another raya. He says maybe a raya to the Ramban is our Gemara. Our Gemara about gonech mi libo. He says, what are you talking about? Right? It's how could this be? How could this be that somebody is going to, you know, get screamed at by his friends, the kasha, pikuach nefesh, docha kol yisurim. So how can his friends get upset at him? Elavade, says the Avnei Nezer. Kivin shahaya chassid, lo haya tzarech lasos, api arofim. Because he was a chassid, right? Because he was on that level. In any case, the normative practice, Rev Avadia, and the Tzitz Eliezer, and all the poskim, not one posek argues on this bizman hazeh. I mean, there could be poskim out there. But the Ruba of the poskim say that this Ramban is not halacha l'maisa. It should not be halacha l'maisa. The Ramban himself was a doctor, as many Rishonim were doctors. And look at the context of the Ramban. The Ramban is talking about a case when there's nevuah, and when there's Urim V'Tumim, and when we have Nisim Gluyim. So at that time, okay, maybe Hashem gives us sicknesses to give us a message that we should go to the Navi instead of going to the doctor. But Bizman HaZeh, Chas V'Shalom, Bizman HaZeh, we could force people to go to the doctors. We could force feed somebody medicine, and just the opposite. If somebody doesn't want to take their, wants to take something dangerous, you're not allowed to give it to them. Right, I heard recently a discussion in the postgame, if a father asks a child to give them something that's against their health, a child doesn't have to listen. It's going against something that it says in the Torah, right? If the doctor says that a parent can't have this, and then a parent asks the child for that, the child doesn't have to listen, right? It's against the law. It's against halacha to not take care of yourself. Right, Rav Asher Weiss discusses if a father asks a child to buy them a cigarette. Rav Asher Weiss says it's usser. It's usser because that's very dangerous and it's against v'disratim olam nafsho seichem. And a child does not have to listen. He can say, "I'm sorry that this is what you want, but really it's very bad for you and it's something that you know I can't." It's like chalos haShabbos, right? Similar halacha. Okay. So that is all related to the issue of refuah. The other point of the story, again, the story is jam-packed. The other issue is they checked and they didn't find that he had any other avera. How did they check? They had a list. They went up to Shamayim. How do you? And they said, "Oh, they checked. This was the only avera that he did." How do they know what's in his mind? How do they know what type of person he was? Ask again, Rabbi Chanan. There are three kovet shiurims on this topic. Tzarech iyun eich efshel levar davar kazeh. How do they know? Shema Avar Averis Paseser. Obehir her Halev. The Kasuv Hashem Adam Yirel Einayim. Vashem Yirel Levav. So you have to say, they had Ruach HaKodesh, those Tanoim. Very difficult. Vashem and Izbar Lem Ruach HaKodesh. Viakati Tzarechiyun. Right? Tzarechiyun. Why'd they check? Right? Why'd they check? So maybe they check because I'm a Vakar Chola. You have to try to be Ma'orah to him to do tshuva if there's some way. But either way, it's an interesting line that they checked and they only found this. Pashas, we know that Bezdin can't be in a person's mind. They can't know what he's thinking. Right, the Noda Bihuda Tshuva that we mentioned a number of times. I think it's Simon Laman Hay, if I remember. If not, different Tshuva, but I think it was Simon Laman Hay, where he discusses the issue of why one cannot do Tshuva for Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Right, somebody's Bechal Shabbos with Edim, with Hasra, and then they do Tshuva. They do tshuva and they become the Gadol Hador. 15 years later, finally, the Edom get their act together and they come to Bezdin and they give testimony and the Rishon Hakira and it's Chayim Misa. But he did tshuva. He did tshuva already 15 years. The answer is tshuva doesn't help for Chayim Misa's Bezdin. So why is that? So various answers given. But one answer is that it's impossible for Bezdin to know. How does Bezdin know what's going on in the person's mind? Maybe it's all a show. Maybe it's all a game. So he's not Chayim Misa. So it's like here, like Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. How was that? What do you mean that they checked? So somehow they have Ruach HaKodesh or something of the sort. Okay, we continue. So again, this daf, as we see, is jam-packed to just like every other daf in Perek Merubah. Perek Merubah, Achovel, generally all the Baba Kama, and all the Babas. As Baruch Hashem, we have this chus of being involved in these mesechtas now for these couple of months. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. There's a lot more coming up as Hashem. Mibali Badim Shiba Galil El Yonai Beis Abba. My father's house was from the Bali Batim in the Galil El Yon, the upper Galilee. Why was that community wiped out? Shayumarim Becharshin. They used to shepherd and graze their animals in the forests, even though we said that was mutter. As we'll see. V'dan dini mamanis biyachid. And they also were dan dini mamanis biyachid. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. V'yavav yishayilam charshim samach labateyam. And even though they had forests next to their houses, and therefore should be mutter. Like we said, forests are mutter. Sadek tana haiso ma'avir derech aleha. Right, there were fields, though, there were small fields in between their houses and the forests. And they were a machbid about passing through those fields, and maybe they damaged those fields, maybe they ate some from those fields, so therefore they did violate, and that's why they, in hindsight, they could look back at that area and say why it doesn't exist anymore. What does it mean, done dinimamidis biyachid? What does that mean? So the Mishnah tells us in Berakhia Avos that a person should not be done yechidi. Shein done yechidi ela echad. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu done yechidi. But there are times that one can be done yechidi, right? The Gemara talks about at the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, a mumchel rabim can be done yechidi, but still, says the Meiri here again, mikol makom, ra'ui l'chol chacham, limshoch yado mizeh harbei, achi muchzak lakol bakach. Right? It's still better not to judge yechidi, even if somebody has the authority and somebody has the kalim and the kochos. But if it's a real din Torah, right, it's better. If it's a psak din, okay, give a there's a posing. But if it's a dini mamonis issue, it's better to have other people join. Ein says the Rabbeinu Yonah on that mission in Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak. Ein lo adam lachzik atzmo bemumche v'yadin yechidi v'yesh lo lachashev kitzarechu l'siyua chaverim. We should always try to have siyua of others and, you know, for purposes of making sure you get the right psak and purposes of gaiva, both of those. There is an interesting story. Also, I mentioned this a while back. The Rav Ovadia in the Anav Eitz Avos, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, he quotes a story of Rav Kafusi. Who is that? He quotes this from the Chidah. The Chidah quotes this story that there was a certain Sephardic Rav, who all of a sudden, towards the end of his life, he became blind, couldn't see. Came blind, and people started to be meranein acharav. They would start, oh, shochad ya'aver and he picked him, and it must be he took shochad, and that's why he's blinded, and he heard all of these rumors. And he dove into HaKadosh Baruch Hu very deeply and Kabbalistically, you know, I never took anything, this is just because I became blind, please help me, help me, help me. And he got his vision back. And the Chidah writes, I saw his signature before he had his vision and after he had his vision. And it was Yoma Valaila. Yoma Valaila. That's the story of Rev Kafusi. Okay? Weiter. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Roeh she'asa tshuva in mechayv and also limkar miyad. Let's say you have a shepherd, a roeh, who has all of these behemadakas in Eretz Yisrael. So we don't force him to get rid of them right away. Because then he's not going to end up doing tshuva, right? For takanas hashavim, we allow him to take it slowly. Ela mocher al yad, little by little, you can get rid of your animals. V'chein ger, similarly, a ger shenaflu lo klavim v'chazir b'yerushaso, a ger who yarshind dogs and pigs in his yerusha, right, from his family. Emechayven oso limkar miyad, we don't force him to sell right away. Ela mocher al yad, little by little. V'chein mishenader likach bayis v'likach isha b'eretz Yisrael. If somebody is no there, this is our girsa, to buy a house or get married in Eretz Yisrael. The girsa of the Rush is, you switch the phrase, Mishanada likach bias be'eretz Yisrael v'likach isha. Because what does an isha have to do with Eretz Yisrael? A bias is yishev Eretz Yisrael. A bias is connected to the land. That's the mitzvah of yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's not dafka, a mitzvah to marry a woman who lives in Eretz Yisrael, right? So that's if the marries the person who you find. But the issue of likach bias, that yes, that is the mitzvah of yishev Eretz Yisrael, which we can't get into right now. But again, that is the girsa that we have and the girsa that the Rosh has. But either way, if somebody makes such a net there, a machayven also likach miyad. We don't say, oh, today, acha yimsa, it's al geneslo. You have to find the right one. Right? We don't make you buy a real estate property, which is going to be a bad investment. right? You have to find the right investment, and you have to find the right woman, right? They have to make sure that even though you made such a neder, but it's done properly. There was a case of a woman. She was either a grusha or an almana, right? She wasn't married. Oh, and her son is begging her and bothering her. Please, marry somebody already. Marry somebody already. The cups of an ishba, and she went and she made a shvuah. Call me shiyavo edi machzirato. Whoever comes, fine. So the next man who comes, I'm not going to turn them away. I'll marry them. The cups of Lebanon, Adam Shanim Huganim, and then people came that were not appropriate, not good suitors. And they came to her, ukshava hadabra isachachamim, amrulo niskavnazu alahaginla. The Chachamim said, you're right, she doesn't have to do it right away. The neder, the umdina of the neder was, it has to be somebody appropriate and somebody hagun. And even if she didn't really mean the first one, right? This is probably, would have also explained yiftach, right? The first thing that comes out of my house, I'm going to give as a karban. The neder wasn't chal, right? The whole story, you know, doesn't get off the ground. The neder was a chal, you don't even need hatara, right? He didn't mean to give his daughter as a karban. Machlokas Rishonim, whether he actually did. Machlokas Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, the last Ramban in Vayikra. But that is the, that's similar to here. Bonus Kavnazu, Elo Haginla. Period. Kishem Sha'arim, Magadlan, Behemadaka. Just like the Chachamim say, you cannot raise Behemadakas in Eretz Yisrael, Kach Amru, Ein Magadlan Chayadaka. It's not just Behemoth, it's also Chayos. Same reason would apply. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Magadlan, Klavim, Kufrin. You're allowed to have mini dogs. You're allowed to raise mini dogs. What are klavim kufrin? Says Rashi. Ktanim v'nanasim hayu, haim. Either they're midgets, midget dogs, tiny dogs, or klavim gedolim shel tzayadim ein mazikin, or other types of dogs that are not mazik. Right, there it is. If you have a dog that is not dangerous, the Gemara says it's mutter. Right, klavim kufrin, types of dogs that are not dangerous. V'chatulim, or cats, v'kofin, and monkeys, the choldos, certain types of sanoim, certain types of weasels. Mipnei, she'asui l'nakar sabayis. Right, these last ones are also good because they help clean the house of other types of rodents and animals. My choldos sanoim, what are they? I'm Rav Yehuda, shirtza chartza. There's certain type of creepy crawlies, shratzim, that dig, chartza. V'ika da'amre, charza t'katini shakya, types of animals, diggers that have very short legs. The raya beni vardini, and they go and they walk around between the bushes. Umay shartza, what is shartza? How does that mean creepy crawlies? Demitatoi shakye, from under them, their legs, shakye are very short. Right, very short, right? One of the amaram, where it's called, katan shakya, right? The legs are short. Amrav Yehuda Amarav. Next line. Asidu atzmenu bebavel ke'eretz Yisrael abeimadaka. As we alluded to this earlier, Rav says, here in Bavel, we made ourselves, we were makabel, the halacha of not being begadel behemadakis, right? Because Bavel, if you say the svara is that it's grazing in the lands of Bnei Yisrael, and there were many there, so that's what Rav said. Amalei Ravade Baravala Rafuna, didach mai. So how do you have behemadakis? He asked Rafuna, Amalei didan kamitra lechova. My wife Chova watches them. Right, my wife Chova takes care of them, so therefore she guards that they don't go out and damage. Amar Lei, Sir of Adab Arava, has a very unusual line. Chova, tikberinu l'bna. What does that mean? Chova will bury her children. Right, what does that mean? So, Pashtus, you look at Rashi, you look at the Pnei Yeshua here. He say that it's impossible. It's humanly impossible to guard. And I'm very, she's going to end up, literally burying her children, meaning she's going to be punished for it. You have to be careful. Ravada, he's not insulting, but he's like saying she's going to be punished for it, right? Rashi, Tikrina Lebnei, Shata Somech Aleha V'hi'ini Cholishmar. It's impossible. Rashi, if you look at Tosas calls Rabbeinu Chananel, Bitmia. No, it's a rhetorical question, right? V'chidarka Likbar Baneha. She's going to end up spending her entire life watching her animals, and she won't have time watching her kids. Right, that's what it means. She's not going to be able to lead them and educate them properly. Right, either way, it was a very harsh statement or question. And as we know, when a Tana or an Amara says something like that, as Tosfos says, Kishkaga hayotzeis b'lefnei ha-shalit, and what happens back to the Gemara, Kula shanyid rav adab arava lo akayim zara l'rafuna mechova. Right, the children, or they didn't have children, or they didn't survive, during the lifetime of Rav Adab Bar Ava. Fine. Ika da Amre, or a different version of what was said. It wasn't Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, but Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, the Bach takes out Amar Rav. Asinu Aslina Bavavel, Keretz Yisrael Behemadaka, Mechiaza Rav Lavavel. Once Rav came and set up the yeshiva in Bavel, that's when we started acting like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Good. Rav Vishmuel Veravasi, Iklu Lebeshavu Aben. Again, another famous discussion right here. All these great rabbis, Rav Shmuel Ravasi, came to a Shavua Haben. What is a Shavua Haben? Rashi says a Bris Mila. Shavua, a week, a party for the child after a week, Shavua Haben. So therefore, that's the Bris Mila. Bris Mila is called Shavua Haben here in the Gemara. Right, interesting, Bris Mila, as we know, is the special day for, obviously, the boy that becomes Nichnas, Latok Bris Shal Avram Avinu. There is a fascinating line in the Drisha. It's quoted from earlier sources, but the Drisha in Hilchas Mila, in Simon, Shin Samach. The Drisha said, I'm sorry, it's not in, yes, in Shin Samach, in Hilchos Kvura, in Hilchas Kvura, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about various halachas of Kvura, and the Drisha quotes here, if you have a Levaya and a Bris Mila, what comes first? The Gemara talks about if you have a wedding procession and a levaya. Says the Drisha, Nirla Niyaz Daiti, Demashinogin Kishamalavin Achasin B'Shabes, B'Yisiyasa B'Veis HaKnesses, V'Yishgamkin Tinokes Likro L'Shem. If you have meeting, not a wedding versus a levaya, let's say you have a chasin going to the shul, and you have a girl going to be named in the shul. Kinahug, Holchinim Achasin V'Akala Eitzla Tinokos, B'Ksas Mekomos, Omisham Holchinim Anlebeis HaKnesses. First you go name the child, you name the girl. First you give the girl the name. Really? That overrides to be Malava the Chasan? Why? Hainu Nami Desvirale. De Kriyas Shem Labanos, he bemakam Kriyas Shem Dezachar Bishas Mila. Giving the girl a name in Shul is parallel to the power, the intensity of the moment of the kriyas shem of the boy bishas mila vitzarech la'agdume, and therefore you have to be makdim the kriyas shem of a girl, the special hashras hashchina that is there at that moment. The girl's name comes before the wedding, just like a mila would come. The mila kodem lachasan, the mila kodem lemez, the mez kodem lachasan achar hachnasas hachupas. That's an important drisha. The power, right? The Tamei Menhagim quotes that that's the moment of the full knisas neshama to the child. Right, that's also Rahman al-Islam, the minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if a child is a stillborn, but it's old enough that there is a tzuras havlad, we bury the child and we give the a name to the child, so that la'asil lavo, they will have a name, right, in Olam Haba. So that's also similar. The moment of Kriya Shem is when there's a neshama that is fully entering in, but either way, that's related to Shavua HaBen, so a Bris Mila and the Kriya Shem by a girl. The Amrila, but here's another line, some say that Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi weren't going to a Bris Mila, but they were going to Lebei Yeshua HaBen. They were going to Yeshua HaBen. What does that mean? What is a Yeshua HaBen? Rashi, Mishtesha Osin LePidyon HaBen. It was a Suda's Pidyon HaBen. Bechor, Yeshua. Yeshua means Purkan. He was redeemed. Right, Pidyon. Pidyon HaBen. That's the second idea. Tosas quotes Rashi, who says Pidyon HaBen. Number one, that shows you have to have a Suda for Pidyon HaBen. But then Tosas quotes a second daya. V'Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Shenolad Sham Ben, V'Yal Shem Shenho Havlad Nosha, V'Nimla Mimei Imo. You make a party because the baby, the boy, came out and he was saved. Right, every time a child is born. V'Yergil Lasso Suda. So, Mefarshim assume what Tosas is referring to is the Shalom Zachar. Shalom Zachar. After the baby is born, you have a Shalom Zachar. And this is one of the only sources in Shas for the concept of Shalom Zachar. The Truma Tzadeshen discusses this in Reish Samach Tes as well. The Truma Tzadeshen discusses the idea of a Shalom Zachar. He quotes, the Truma Tzadeshen's tshuva there is about, is it possible to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Right? Yom Lamed Aleph, day 31 falls out on Shabbos. Is there any way? Do you have to wait till after Shabbos? Because you want to do the mitzvah today. So he says there's no way. Ein limso takana she'ein nifta b'Shabbos. V'yavagav v'yocha liftos u b'kli kasef. Oh, b'shar shavah kasef. You don't have to use money. You could use a kli. You could use a kos. That you're allowed to be metaltel. right? You don't have to use money. Still, no, you shouldn't do it. It looks like Mekach u'Memkar, right? That Kohen and the father have to have a conversation. And therefore, it is no good. Mikol Makom Nira Delav Shaper Lemevit Kahani Trey Gavni. Don't do it with a kli, and also don't do it before Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos. Right? You can also do it beforehand. Why? Because either way, the Ibal liftos bekli kasef o shava kasef is Shabbos gufei doma lemekach u'memkar. Even worse, they name a kachin ve'marichin. This mamish looks like mekach u'memkar. And also he says, here's the key line for us, gam bazeish gimkum, tehech yasim abrachos, shitzorach levarech. You want to have a delayed chalos? What would you do about the brachos on pidyon aben? V'gam im ha-su'uda shirigil la'asuz b'shas pidyon. How do I know there's a su'uda for pidyon aben? Muchach min ha-talmud da'afilu b'yameyma yinogim la'asuz su'uda pidyon aben k'di isa perak meruba da'afpeh. Right, he quotes this is the source. This is the source in Shas for su'uda's pidyon aben. And he continues and goes through this sugya. But again, this is the source for pidyon aben. It's also a source for the concept of a Shalom Zachar. There's one source that one has to go through on this topic. It is the Yamshel Shlomo. The Marshal here, this is a Shas Yamshel Shlomo. Right here in Perek Zayin, Siman Lamed Zayin, that's where he discusses what is the definition of a Seudas Mitzvah. What's the definition of a Seudas Mitzvah? He talks about Seudas Bris Milah, and he talks about the Seudas Pidyon Aben, and he talks about a Shalom Zachar. So he talks all about this. And then he says, as follows, in a very important line, Ela Nira, Kol su'uda sha'adam ose shalo k'derach marias besimcha. Any su'uda that you do, not just to have a party, ela k'dei litein shevach lamakom, o lefarsim ha-mitzvah, I do it to praise Hashem or to publicize a mitzvah, o kari su'udas mitzvah. That's called the su'udas mitzvah. Could go on the pidyon aben, or lefarsim ha-neis. That's a Shalom Zachar, and that's a Seudas Hodah, and then he quotes the Trumas Hadeshin who says this, and then he goes through every type of Seudas Mitzvah, because what about the Seudas on Chanukah? Right, there's no Chi of Seudah. Nirashem Seudas Mitzvah. It is a Seudas Mitzvah, v'lo kidivrei ha-ramah, shepasach shem Seudas ha-rashus. Not like the Ramah. Till a hodosu lahalil niskenu, v'lo l'mishtav l'simcha. He says, no, I think they are a Seudas Mitzvah. And then he goes through, what about a Siyum? A siyam asechta. This is much quoted. The siyam asefer nireh shehu su'udas mitzvah. That he quotes the raya from Kol Kisvei in Shabbos that Abaya always used to make. Right, the chichazinat serva made the rabbanan the shalom asechta avina yom atavah l'rabbanan. And he quotes others. And then he quotes amazing. V'chein o'reisi. He says there's no greater simcha in the world than a su'udas siyum. U'mishum zeh haya nireh levarech shasimcha b'mono. Like what we say out of Sheva Brachas. He says, I think you should say Shasimcha Bibona, that Hashem is unbelievable happily. That's what he says. But then he quotes, V'chein ho'reisi pamachas halacha l'maisa, the Marshal. He's buried in Lublin. Buried in the cemetery in Lublin, the Marshal. Right next to the Chozemi Lublin and the Marami Lublin. They're all buried in the same cemetery there. And Rabbi Yaakov Pollack. And he says, V'chein ho'reisi, he paskined once. He should say Shasimcha b'mona by the Siyam. V'nizbalbel ha-simcha b'mehumos gedolos ali de'sibos kashos. Doesn't say exactly what it said. It said that it got out of hand. Whatever that means. V'talisi ha-sirchon bi shavarti al-dibrei rabosai shaloshamu me'olam davarzeh. And I took the blame. I said it was my fault because I said to do this even though it's not traditional. Al-kein lo-kasu al-abachasin o-pidjun ha-ben. He says, okay, only say it by a wedding. He also has it by Pidgin Aben, but not by Ebris Milo, called Sara Dianuka, Vechulo, and he continues. But he says, that's the idea. A Siyam of a Sefer is a Seudas Mitzvah. What about a Seuda Chanukas Habayis, he says? It depends what type it is. He says, if you want to be Mechanechet with Torah and Mitzvahs, and not just Stam Schok, then it would be, but this is a crucial makar for Seudas Mitzvah. What about a Seudas Bar Mitzvah? He goes, "Ein lecha su'udas mitzvah gedola mizu, v'shma yochiach aleh, v'osim simcha, v'nosim l'makas shav odaya." He goes through here in Siman Lamed Zayin every type of su'udas mitzvah, but it comes from this line of Yeshua HaBen and Yeshua HaBen. But anyway, so Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi all were going into this celebration. The problem was they all got to the doorway at the same time. Who's going to go first? So Lo Ayal Kame, Rav Lo Ayal Kame to Shmuel. Rav didn't want to go in front of Shmuel. We'll see why. Shmuel Ale Kame to Rav Asi. Shmuel didn't want to go in front of Rav Asi because Rav Asi was one of his Rebbeim, right? And but the problem is that Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rav. So Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rav. Shmuel was considered a Talmud of Rav Asi, but Rav didn't want to go in front of Shmuel either. So they were stuck. So Rav Asi Lo Ayal Kame to Rav. Amri, Rav Asi, so, and Rav Asi didn't go in front of Rav. So Amri, they said, Man Nisrach, who's going to delay and go in last? Nisrach, Shmuel, should Shmuel go in last? So let's do that. Vinesi, Rav, Rav Asi. So let Rav and Rav Asi go in first. But Vinisrach, Rav or Rav Asi. So who's gonna be left out? Who's gonna be delayed? They're all stuck here. Again, Rav didn't want to go in front of Shmuel for some reason, as we'll see soon. Shmuel didn't want to go in front of Ravasi, because Ravasi was his Rebbe. And Ravasi didn't want to go in front of Rav, because Rav was his Rebbe. So Rav, Milsa Ba'amu, Da'avir Lev Shmuel. Rav always was machmed to give cover to Shmuel. Mishumahu Maisa Delatia, because of a story in Shabbos Ptaf Kufres, where he got upset at him. So from then on, Rav was always very careful to give cover to Shmuel. And that's why he didn't want to go in front of Shmuel. Adbe Rav Alei. So Rav was always, gave him a lot of cover. Rashi says, Hit'inu Alel in Hogbo Covet. So what happened? They're all standing out there saying, you go first, you go first, you go first. Adahachi Vahachi, Asa Shunra Kati Liyadi Yanuka. And meanwhile, a cat came along and injured, bit off part of the hand of its child, Rachman Litzlan. Novik Rav Adarish, that's what this has to do with us. Rav right then sent out the message, the drasha of the halacha, chatul, a cat, mutalahargo. These dangerous cats, you're allowed to kill it. It's dangerous. Vasal kaimo, you can't have it in your house. Vein bo mishum gezel, there's no problem with stealing it and getting rid of it. Vein bo mishum hashav avei delabayalim, you don't have to return it if you find a lost cat. That was Rav's statement. Says the Gemara, v'chiv v'da'avin mutalahargo, mayni yusu asal kaimo. If you're allowed to kill it, of course. What do you mean? It's asal kaimo, of course. So ma'ad tema mutalahargo isur aleka kamash balon. No, you might have said you're allowed to kill it, but there's no isser having it. Kamash balon is an isser having it. Says the Gemara also, amri v'chiv da'amrit ein bo mishum gezel, mayni yusu ein bo mishum hashiv avei delabayalim. If you're allowed to steal it, of course you don't have to return it to the owner. Amravina la'oro. It means even the skin does not have to be returned. Fine. So Rav made the statement that cats are usur. But 1 minute. What didn't we just say in the Brisa earlier? Meisvei, Reb Shimon Azar Omer, Megadlin Klavim, Kufrin, V'chatulin, V'kofin, V'chul Desanoim, V'bnei Sha'asuyil, and Akar Esabayis. So you see there, chatulim are mutter to have. So what do you mean? How could Rav usur it? Lokasha, Ba'uchma, Ba'chivra. Depends, black ones or white ones. Meaning there are some dangerous ones and some non-dangerous ones. The black ones are considered not dangerous, and the white ones are considered dangerous. What do you mean? Rav's story was by a black one. That was a black one, but its parents were white. But Ravina had a shaila about that. The boy Ravina. What if you have a black cat that comes from a white cat? So it wasn't clear. So kikemi boy leil Ravina b'uchma b'chivra b'ruchma. Now Ravina had the shaila, black coming from white, coming from black. Maisa derab b'uchma b'chivra b'chivra have. Okay, either way, la maisa, dangerous cats are usher to have. Non-dangerous cats are mutter to have. It all depends on the type of cat. Okay, chabad beich b'chin simen. Interesting. The first simen is chabad. That's not what it stands for here. But either way, here we go. Amar Rabbi Acha, the following statement was made by a number of Rav Papa's descendants. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Yada bar Papa. V'yamri la, others say, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Chiyah bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Acha bar Papa. Sounds like a siyum. V'yamri la, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Acha bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Right, one of these lines said as follows. Masriyan alachichuk mishabes. One is allowed to be matria on chichuch. Chichuch is a plague of boils that everybody is scratching because of. Masriyan, the Gemara talks about in Tainus what masriyan means. Rashi here quotes the opinion that it's crying out betzibur and blowing shofar, even on Shabbos. One is allowed to do this on Shabbos. It's bikuach nefesh. V'delat hanin elas lo b'meirati patach. And if the door is closing on a person, you better quickly daven before it totally closes, because if somebody starts getting bad mazel, you have to daven very hard to change it. The Meiri says, of course you could change it with tefillin, with ma'asim tovim, but it's harder. And number three, this statement said, "Valokeach bayis be'eretz Yisrael." And if somebody is buying a house in Eretz Yisrael, kosan alav onu afilu b'Shabbos, you can write a deed, a shtar, even on Shabbos. These are the three statements of the descendants of Rav Papa. The Maariv Chaya says here, what's the connection between all three? They are all time sensitive. They're all time sensitive. If you don't do it now, then it's a good chance that you're going to lose the opportunity to do it. Meisvei, is this really true that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos? Bishar peranios hamisrakshos ubalos alat tzibur. Other peranios, the Brisa says in Tainus, that come on the tzibur. Kon chichuch. That's what we were talking about. Chagav, zvuv, tzira, all these plagues of locusts or bugs, v'yitush, v'shiloch nechashim, akrabim, snakes, scorpions, lohayim masriya nalasokim. They weren't masriya in public, but they tzokim, they privately cried b'yichidus. So what do you mean? How could the descendants of Rav Papa say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos? Lokasha kambala kambayavesh. It depends. The brisa that says it's usher to do on Shabbat, that's talking about the wet ones. The dry ones, those are really dangerous. That's what Rav Papa was talking about. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shchin Shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, Lach Mi Bachutz V'Yavesh Mi Bifnim. It was very dry inside. Shnei Amar V'Yishchin Avabu Os Parech V'Adam Uva Behema. Right, that's what it was, and therefore it was extremely dangerous. So again, this is Masriyin. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to start next time. That's what we picked up from 7 years ago. Delis Hanin Elis. We'll start with that, and we will stop here. Again, the next 2 days will be put up. Pei Aleph and Pei Beis. Pei Gimel will again, Beth Shem, have a shir on next time, and then the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.